I didn't think people in Georgia, not the Peachtree Georgia, but the country, the one that sits between Russia and Turkey, cared much about Alaska Day. But on Monday, I started getting Facebook messages from friends and colleagues in that Georgia. I've been going there for 10 years working with local radio stations. The messages included, Sitka is beautiful, a truly amazing place, and I love Sitka, I have a friend there. That would be me. The excitement was caused by this. That was David Nicaranzi, Washington correspondent for Rustavi 2 TV in Tbilisi, Georgia's capital. He's telling Georgians how America was able to buy Alaska, full of gold and oil, from Russia for only $7 million. His story shows Sitka complete with shots of diving whales, soaring eagles, and Mount Edgecombe, the shots that are part of almost every TV piece on Sitka. But Georgians were also taken with the Russian Bishop's House and St. Michael's Cathedral. Georgia is a strongly Orthodox country, and the report featured Sitka's stewardship of its Orthodox treasures. Viewers got a glimpse of Alaska Day fun, including the costume ball and the parade, featuring Keystone Cops and feather boas, belly dancers, and the Chinese dragon. But I wonder what they made of Captain Seamart. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.